From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting Russia takes aim at new U.S. sanctions. Russia has reacted strongly to President Donald Trump's decision to sign into law a measure sanctioning Moscow for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge it has denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving bilateral relations. He also called it a declaration of economic war on his country. Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's new U.N. ambassador, still hoped relations with Washington might turn for the better.
But we will be working in conditions that exist and in the hope that it will turn one day. But those who invented this bill, if they were thinking that they might change our policy, they were wrong, as history many times proved. They should have known better that we do not bend or do not break.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump believes Russia interfered in the election.
The president's already said that himself at the press conference in Poland.
He may have been involved
as well, but he doesn't dispute the fact that Russia was, and he said that in Poland at the press conference.
She said the president signed the measure in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority over foreign policy. Thousands in Guinea took to the streets Wednesday in anti-government protests, including opposition leader Selu Dalin Diallo. He called the turnout a massive success, saying protesters are fed up with the government of President Alpha Conde, including the crackdown on dissent, and they are demanding an end to impunity. They also called for the running of delayed local elections. This is VOA News. Two U.S. soldiers were killed and four others were wounded when their NATO convoy was attacked in Afghanistan's troubled Kandahar province on Wednesday. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Davis gave no details, but the Taliban claims one of its suicide bombers drove an explosives-packed vehicle into the convoy. Dozens of buses carrying thousands of jihadists and refugees left the Lebanese border region Wednesday, bound for rebel-held Syria under a ceasefire deal with the al-Nusra Front and Hezbollah, which backs the Damascus government in the country. Civil war. A truce was reached last week after several days of fighting inside Lebanon. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said he plans to convene a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution on Friday. Mr. Maduro also rejected a charge by British voting technology firm that Sunday's election was manipulated. The country's electoral council chief called the allegation irresponsible and baseless, but the head of Smartmatic, Antonio Mujica, said there's no question in his mind.
Based on the robustness of our system, we know without any doubt that the turnout of the recent election for a national constituent assembly was manipulated.
The government said more than 8 million voters cast ballots. The opposition, which boycotted, said the total was less than half that. Mr. Maduro hopes the new assembly will end years of economic and social crises. Amid declining poll numbers, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Thursday reshuffled his cabinet. Taro Kono is now the new foreign minister. Mr. Abe, on track to be the country's longest service leader, has been hurt by allegations of favoritism, which he has denied. Authorities in northeast Nigeria said Wednesday suspected Boko Haram militants killed at least six people in an attack on the village of Mildu near Madagali in the Adamawa state. They set homes and shops on fire, forcing residents to flee. The village is close to the Zambesa Forest, last known stronghold of the Sunni insurgency. Well, President Donald Trump Wednesday endorsed a measure to dramatically reduce the number of low-skilled immigrants admitted to the United States and introduced a merit-based point system.
The RAISE Act will reduce poverty, increase wages, and save taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. It will do this by changing the way the United States issues green cards to nationals from other countries.
The measure would cut in half the number of green card residence permits issued to about 500,000 a year. It would also do away with a visa diversity lottery and institute a points-based system that would take into account applicants' skill level and ability to speak English and earn a living. Some economists and immigration advocacy groups argue it will hurt the economy. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.